high school teacher said that all of us descended from monkeys and apes, but it shows up more on some people.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Recently, I found myself on a stage after being introduced by a guy wearing the same brand and color of shirt I was wearing. But that's nothing compared to the 7 crazy coincidences you are about to hear. A 3-year-old Colorado boy fell out a 3rd-floor window, did 2 somersaults, and landed on his feet. "I fall really, really far," Dylan Hayes told CBS News. His mother said the boy was beyond lucky. He also happened to be wearing a Superman shirt. According to the Blender Book, in 1895, there were only 2 cars in the state of Ohio. Sadly, they managed to run into each other. Crazy coincidence number 3, Hitler was born 129 years after Napoleon, came to power 129 years after Napoleon, invaded Russia, guess how many years after Napoleon, you're right, and was defeated 129 years after Napoleon. Violet Jessop was known as Miss Unsinkable. The reason? She was aboard the HMS Olympic when it struck the HMS Hawk, the HMS Britannic, when it hit a mine, and the Titanic when it sunk in 1912. I don't want her on my boat. During the 1930s, a man named Joseph Figlock was out for a walk when a baby fell out a window, landing on Joseph's shoulders. Exactly 1 year later, the same baby fell on Joseph again at the exact same spot. Neither were harmed. No word as to what was going on in the poor baby's house. In 1911, 3 men were hanged in London for the murder of Sir Edmund Barry at a place called Greenberry Hill. The names of the men? Green, Barry, and Hill. In 1939, 2 boys were separated at birth. Their adopting families named them both James. Both married a woman named Linda. Not the same woman, I presume. But both had boys they named James Allen. Both divorced and remarried women named Betty. Both had a dog named Troy. In 1979, the men were reunited. Imagine their laughter upon discovering these amazing coincidences. Sometimes a remarkable concurrence of events can happen, but far more remarkable to me is how many put their faith in coincidence. I talked with a 25-year-old who was searching for God, and I asked, "When you look at the night sky, do you think all this is just coincidence?" She smiled. "No way," she said. "My parents and teachers taught me that, but I don't buy it. How could this have all just happened?" In his book, The Language of God, the brilliant scientist Francis Collins writes, "When you look from the perspective of a scientist at the universe, it looks as if it knew we were coming. There are 15 constants, the gravitational constant, various constants about the strong and weak nuclear force, etc., that have precise values. If any one of those constants was off by even 1 part in a million, or in some cases, by 1 part in a million million, the universe could not have actually come to the point where we see it. There would have been no galaxy, stars, planets, or people." Stephen Hawking says, "It would be very difficult to explain why the universe would have begun in just this way, except as the act of a God who intended to create beings like us." To put my faith in the coincidence of something coming from nothing, from no outside cause, seems akin to believing I could whack 6 million consecutive 95-mile-an-hour fastballs over the center field fence with 1 arm into the same guy's drink. Someone said, "Did you know baseball is mentioned in the Bible?" "I didn't know this." He said, "In the big inning." Well, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis tells us. Nothing else makes sense to me. Nothing else but knowing the God who loves us can fill us with such purpose, joy, and hope.
At Laugh Again, we are committed to bringing the light of Christ to a dark world that so desperately needs Him. This month, we have an amazing opportunity to participate in a donation match. This means your donation will be matched up to $125,000. To donate, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.